Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning to talk about wrestling and the really exciting regional tournament we had over the weekend are our men. I thought I recognized, but there's something different about you, Mike Kimber, that I can't quite put my finger on. Is it, did you used to wear glasses?
Well, I have glasses.
It's the hair. It's the hair. What color is that hair? How would you describe it?
Ugly. No, about halfway through the season, before we knew, we figured we could win regions. Danny Velasner said, "Coach, can we dye your hair if we win regions?" And I said, "Oh, yeah, if we win by 50 points or more, we can. You can dye my hair."
Uh-huh.
And really, I have my wife to thank for this.
Okay.
The kids were supposed to get the dye, and that was the deal. And they were supposed to do it Sunday, and they didn't do it Sunday. And then they forgot to do it yesterday. And my wife gave the manager a ride to the store to buy this.
Okay.
And that teaches me a lesson, not to harass my wife for a new boat. I think she's getting even.
Michael Matthew and Paul Johansson, a couple of your wrestlers are here. Are you guys satisfied with the color, with the new look?
Yeah, we kind of are. Kind of wanted it just a little bit brighter, though.
Yeah, a little bit brighter. You want to stand out a bit more at the state tournament, probably.
It'll be easy to see me in the store in Anchorage when we're shopping.
So, Mike, it was a great tournament for your team. I think you were probably the favorite to win, but even you said you were pleasantly surprised.
I was really surprised by the spread. Usually, you know, a 10 or 12 point win is a pretty big win, but 81.5 points at a regional tournament is huge. And we had a lot of kids that stepped up. Even though they weren't point scorers, they were blocking points for other teams by beating other teams, and that allowed for that spread to happen.
All right. Also joining me in the studio to talk about wrestling is John Hedden, who's the former coach of Sitka High, back up. Was on the tournament committee. How are you doing, John?
Doing well, Rob. Good morning.
How are you feeling about Sitka High? A little thinner wrestling squad. I mean, reduced numbers overall, but nothing to be ashamed of.
No, nope, quality was still there, so definitely very pleased to see them.
Yeah, and they'll be taking their second place finish in the regional tournament up to state, and some qualifying wrestlers there.
Right.
Yeah.
A couple of top-ranked wrestlers in the state there.
Okay. Well, I know you had lots of winners, Mike, on your team, but I wanted to talk to Paul and Michael about their how they did. Michael, you were where are you from, Michael?
I'm from Quinnahock.
Quinnahock, and you're a junior. And what weight do you wrestle at?
I'm wrestling at 170.
And how did the regionals go for you?
Well, they went pretty well. I had to go against Mitchell Board of Sitka in the finals, and I gotta say it was a pretty tough match, but just kept pushing myself, and eventually I accomplished my goal. One of my goals was to never lose a match in my home gym, and I kept it going for the region title, so I'm pretty happy.
Had you wrestled Board before earlier in the season?
Yes, at a duel.
Yeah, and did you find yourself, is that an advantage to kind of know your opponent before a big
Yeah,
match?
Definitely.
Yeah, did you change your strategy at all?
Yeah, I kind of changed it. First time we wrestled, he beat me, and I kind of thought about it, and I told myself I had to keep up my tempo and keep myself wrestling hard the whole match instead of just waiting for him, and I had to keep pushing myself.
Okay, and you definitely got a little lift from wrestling at home in the Edgecombe gym.
Definitely.
How about you, Paul Johansson? How did your matches go?
My matches went pretty good. In the finals match was a little tougher than I thought. I went all three rounds with him, and I won by points. So last time I wrestled him, I pinned him in the first round, so it was a little unexpected going all three rounds with him.
Yeah, I wonder if he was sort of... the shoe was on the other foot. He was thinking about ways to beat you.
Yeah.
Paul, you're just a freshman, right?
Yeah.
And what weight did you wrestle at?
I wrestled 220.
And I guess you're probably facing older, older guys.
Yeah.
Do you was it a tough season for you wrestling older wrestlers, or do you find you learn a lot wrestling these guys?
I find I learn a lot more wrestling older guys, more experienced. I feel I learn a lot more.
Yeah. How are you feeling about heading up to the state tournament in Nikiski right after winning regionals? Are you guys? I mean, how do you just wake up in the morning and head out and do it?
I don't know. It's a little intimidating going up there, especially being a freshman and wrestling. I don't know.
Okay. Is Coach Kimber, has he made any promises about hair color or otherwise?
No, he hasn't.
Depending on how you guys do at state? All right. Well, best of luck to both you guys.
Thanks.
That's Paul Johansson. He's a freshman from Hoonah. He came in first in regionals in the 220 weight class. Michael Matthew from Quinnahawk. He's a junior, 170. Congratulations to both of you guys. Andrew Frisky was the athletic director at Mount Edgecombe. And I guess an incredible logistics exercise for you, Andrew.
Yeah, it was definitely an eye-opener. You know, it was the first region tournament that I've helped coordinate, but we got lots of help, like Mr. Hedden over here. He graciously helped out with the announcing and the seating committee and whatever else we asked him to do. And we figured about 80 other people, you know, to help volunteer. I don't have that much time to thank everybody, but there's a few people I would like to touch base with on, and that's Jim DeGennaro and Matt Furster were our local officials who did an excellent job. Charlotte Kimber headed our hospitality room along with a bunch of other Sitka High parents that donated stuff, and Paula Clayton as well, and that just shows the great the community aspect of putting a tournament on like this together. It's not just Mount Edgecombe doing it, it's the entire both school districts doing it. Eric Jordan as well with all the announcing. Doc Lehman of Sitka Medical. Paul Collum of Sitka Physical Therapy. Alex Destatoff of Search and Bill Spivey for all the training and medical support. And then C-Mart Subway, Sitka Bottling, and Totem Square Inn, you know, for donating things to make this run. But overall, it was just an awesome tournament. Probably one of the most enjoyable ones that I've done. You know, I've done quite a few basketball tournaments and volleyball, but just the overall sportsmanship was pretty awesome with, you know, 16 different communities and just all the great help and all the new things. I know in the newspaper talked about Thorn Bay winning their first region tournament and Pelican coming in second, which was the first time they ever had won anything in a tournament, and they got the sportsmanship award, which were just the Coach Ken Wolf was just, you know, he could hardly talk at the end of the tournament. You know, he couldn't believe it. So.
Yeah, Pelican was ahead by 4 going into the finals, and Pelican and Thorn Bay were head-to-head. They only had one, and they were head-to-head, and Thorn Bay kid had to win by a major decision to get the one bonus point, and that's what he did.
And that's in 2A?
Yeah, that was the 2A.
2A tournament.
And that's what's neat. Yeah, you have all these schools here, but, yeah, there's a 2A and a 3A champion. So, obviously, the 2As are a little bit smaller than the 3As, but they still give them a shot at winning their championship, and it's just a great way to see a lot of student athletes participate and be recognized.
Yeah, I went over there Saturday afternoon, and the place was just alive with there wasn't any matches going on, but people were out practicing, and the place was just incredible. All the energy over there. John, do you miss it at all?
I don't miss sleeping on classroom floors, I tell you that. But, you get there, and of course you do. I'm actually looking forward to getting involved in wrestling down in New Mexico. So,
Are you planning on coming back to our area to stay involved in wrestling, or was this just kind of a
I would certainly like to. It's not a cheap thing to get back to, but I would hope to, sure.
Yeah. I wonder while Andrew and Mike are still here, if you had any sort of detached reflections on the tournament and how it came off. Any particular moments for you that you remember as sort of highlights of this?
Looking at the Sentinel article and stuff, definitely the two matches by Jake Lacari stick in my mind. You know, one he won, one he didn't, but wow, they were probably the most exciting matches. And I mean, you know, just the back and forth, and it wasn't, you know, two guys that were not, I mean, they were both very skilled wrestlers, and just they were both going all the way. The semifinal match on Friday night against Kirstein of Haynes, and then the which Jake won by 1 or 2 points, 14-12, and then the match, the finals match, against Thomason of Wrangell, where he lost by 1 point. But you know, it's one of those things. I'm sure he's disappointed he lost, but it was a great match. And you know, you gotta, when you get done with a match like that, you say, oh man, I feel bad I lost, but God, I wrestled a great match.
Yeah, I mean, it's always exciting to see a really skilled wrestler, you know, pin somebody in under mm-hmm. a minute or whatever, but then it's also great to see two really evenly matched wrestlers just
right.
kind of go back and forth.
And like, and for, I think from 106 pounds through 132 pounds, the 106-pound match ended in a tech fall, but every other one was, I believe, first or second period pins, you know, so it wasn't, you know, you had one guy way up there, and the other ones just weren't as close. But then after that, the matches from 138 on, the matches got very, very tight. So, you know, that was kind of exciting to see and stuff. So.
Okay. And you're going to head up to Nikiski.
And I think, you know, the Edgecombe did a great job of hosting the tournament. Everything went very smoothly. And I see, my voice is still a little raspy right now.
It looked like it. And you're going to be heading up to watch Sitka wrestlers.
Correct, yeah.
Up in Nikiski. And Andrew, you're like 14 wrestlers are going for Edgecombe up to.
13 qualified.
Yeah, 14 qualified, 13 are heading up.
Okay, well, it'll be exciting to see see how well Edgecombe and Sitka do. It's tough, but I guess getting into the top five is kind of the objective here. So, all right.
Last year, Southeast had 8 state champions. Over half the state champions came from Southeast. I think that was our best showing ever, wasn't it?
Yeah, I can't remember the time that one region dominated the state tournament so much. And that might be a once-in-a-lifetime showing.
It might be, but, I mean, the opportunity is there again. I know, you know, Jalen's ranked number one, Will's ranked number one, Paul's number two, Shiler's number two, Darren Davis is number two. Darren lost to the guy who's ranked number one in overtime, you know, so it's, you know, it's, oh, Tanner Thane from Craig is ranked number one. So, you know, I think it's going to be a very good show. And again, it's going to be tough to reach 8, but
sounds exciting.
But it's possible.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for coming in this morning and talking about it, guys. And good luck to you, Mike, up in Nikiski.
Thank you.
Yeah. We're going to bring in Mike Vieira from Sitka High to talk about basketball just for a minute or so here. We hardly go from... wrestling's not even done. We're already talking about basketball. Also, Coach Andy Lee is here. Hey, Andy.
Good morning.
So what's coming up for basketball?
Holland America.
All right.
Yeah. Mike, how many is this?
We're going on close to a decade here of this tournament. And, you know, before we get there, we've got a opening weekend this weekend with South Anchorage boys and girls. We're very excited. It's kind of a big draw to have one of the 4A schools from Anchorage come down. And we had a connection there with one of their coaches, and so they're coming down the very first weekend that you can play basketball. We'll have both teams going this Friday and Saturday, and we're excited to bring that team in.
All right, and Andy, how's the team shaping up?
Well, you know, every day I pass to the gym, the girls are working very hard with Coach Krupa, and I know they're gearing up. They've got a good mix of veterans and rookies, so to speak, and so I'm really excited to see how they look. And I know that the challenge was, you know, using 10 days of practice to be game ready.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think any coach ever says that they're completely ready, but I think our job is to be more ready than they are, and we're working at it.
Yeah, and was your team depleted by graduation, or have you got enough players who kind of know the playbook?
That's a good way to put it. We have enough players that know it and to blend in new guys and have guys move up from the junior varsity and add some depth. We have a really excellent sophomore class to go with a real strong senior class, and it's kind of nice because they fill in each other's gaps. They have great chemistry together, the groups, and so we're very excited about, you know, C team, junior varsity, and varsity.
Okay, and so Mike, it's going to be this Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, this Friday the boys kick off at 5:30 on Friday, and the girls have the late game at 7:15, and then we'll flip flop that on Saturday, and the girls will be early at 5:30, and the boys will have the It's a late night game at 7:15, so should be really good basketball. You know, it'll be a little rough on both sides, but a really exciting team to have in our gym at this point in the year.
All right, it's been a long basketball drought. It's going to be exciting.
Hey, it's exciting to be here. And, you know, South, I believe, is the largest high school in the state, so it's kind of a coup to have them come into our place.
All right. We'll see how it goes. Thanks a lot for coming in this
morning.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rob.
Mike Vieira is Activities Director. Andy Lee is basketball coach at Sitka High. Every Tuesday morning, we talk about high school sports and activities here on Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.